very darkest road. Oh, fill my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly dove, let me go all the while with the song and the song. Fill my way every day with love. The race will be over and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with the song.
Let's clap and join. And you say, praise the Lord.
Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly dove, let me go all the while with the song.
Last verse again.
Soon the race will be o'er and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Oh, let me sing, bless the King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with the song.
Clap it to him again.
Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly dove, oh, let me go all the while with the song and the song. Fill my way every day with love.
Praise the Lord. Oh, aren't you happy this morning? As you filled your way every day. Are you full of love? That's the capstone. That Holy Spirit. Amen.
Are you so thankful to God for all of His grace, His mercy, and love? What a joy it is to be in His presence again this morning. No wonder we can go all the while with a song and a smile wherever we go. Do we have anything to worry about? Zero. Amen. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go walk wild with the song. Fill my way every day.
Last verse again.
Soon the race will be o'er and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing, bless the King all the way.
I don't want to see no sad faces out there. This is fill my way. Put a smile on my face.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Oh, praise the Lord. I am so happy and so thankful to be here today with each and every, one of you today. Forgive my voice a little bit. I was doing maybe a little bit of shouting this weekend. I've been listening to that message and rejoicing of what the Lord has done for us. What a message, soldiers, did we have? Did you see the characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ Wednesday night or not? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, His own characteristics. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. He sent us Melchizedek. The same one that visited Abraham. He was with us Wednesday night. Do you believe that with all your heart? He was identified by His characteristics. He told us what His characteristics were going to be, and then He identified Himself to us to let us know who was in our midst, to tell us that He is who? Jesus Christ. I was? No. The same yesterday, today, and forever. That same one. He's with us. He's come to us today as that Melchizedek. And who does He come to? Who is it? Let's hear what the prophet had to say about it. That message is kind of like what we heard the greatest battle ever fought. There's no stopping when you want to read the quotes out of that message. What a blessing. It's all one big quote. It is, as we've talked so many times, it is one big love letter to all of us. He says, and this man identified himself when he said, Abraham, oh my, Elohim, Abraham said, Elohim. There is the word and the prophet together. Both characters identified. Elohim, he said, where's your wife Sarah? He said, she's in the tent behind you. And then the miracle was done. Elohim, Abraham called him, the all-sufficient, almighty, omnipotent God. That's who was standing in human flesh right before Abraham. Amen? He said, who was that Melchizedek? He said, it was the great I Am standing right there talking to him in human flesh. He said he identified him by his characteristics. The minute he called him Abraham, no one knew that but Abraham. No one but Abraham knew his name was changed. And he called him out. Man, how his heart is like us when we hear Brother Branham and that word, how our heart leaped within us. There's God identifying himself by his characteristics. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said when he was on earth, he did the same thing that Elohim did. That identified his characteristics as being God. So God, Brother Branham, had the characteristics of Jesus, and Jesus had the characteristics of Elohim, and Elohim had the characteristics of God. So who come in our day? They all have the same characteristics. They're all one. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said before, in the last days, just at the coming of the Son of Man, when he is beginning to be revealed, this settled will take place again, like it was in Sodom. Elohim amongst his people. The Almighty God. That's what the scripture says. Elohim among the people. Oh, that's powerful. For 40 years, he's been baptizing us with the Holy Ghost. Elohim, God. Look, Abraham seen one sign, another calling. A sign, a calling. A calling, a sign. Waiting for that promised son. But the last sign that he saw, the last appearing, the last visit of God before the promised son arrived on the scene was Elohim in human flesh. Then the promised son come. Amen? He says, now, Abraham's seed is waiting for the promised son, Jesus Christ. Who's Abraham's seed here? Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, and they've seen... We've seen signs, the pouring out of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, divine healing, and so forth. But when the Son of Man is being revealed, Elohim will return back to the royal seed of Abraham. Amen. He has returned back to us, which are that royal seed of Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. Wow. Who came in our day? Praise the Lord. And he says, anybody in here that believes that that characteristic of Jesus Christ is amongst us tonight, raise your hands and say, I believe it. Amen. I believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord. The last thing the prophet of God said on that tape was, he said, if you believe it, I give him to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Elohim, give himself to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Wow. Bride of Jesus Christ, it does not get better than that. Elohim himself, speaking through his prophet, said, I give him to you. It's ours. And that's what we're here to find out about today. We want to be more like him. We have to yield ourselves to be more like him. That's his promise, so that he can, the more that we do, the more that he can live in us and through us. That is the calling, which we've talked about. We have to recognize Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have to recognize and believe that he died on Calvary for us. We have to believe that. That's the word. We have to believe that he sent that Elohim come again, speaking through his prophet messenger to bring a bride to the royal seed of Abraham. We've got to believe that. But then we've got to believe that word lives in us. What? How perfect the Lord. God identified by his own characteristics. His own characteristics is a statue of a perfect man. And that's why we have to become statue of perfect men and women, sons and daughters of God, Christ living, Elohim living in human flesh again. Amen. That's who you are. That's who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. He said his divine nature has to live within inside of us. That divine nature of the Lord Jesus. He said he's building a spiritual house or to live in. And we have to get everything, and that's what we're doing. He's done told us that we're in a battleground. We got to get out our sword, and we got to start whacking him away. And we look at our things, and as you're building that house, as Brother Branham tells us, that you know, he says, when you're building that house, you pour the foundation down. You can't put the roof on yet. You got to get the foundation down. You got to get it all just perfect. Then you can start building. And as we do, as you're building and going on there, we have our little failures we've been talking about. You're going to fail. And then Satan's going to tell you, you know what? You don't have temperance. You don't have that. What do? You pull out your double-edged sword with faith, and you whack him. And then you whack him. And say, oh, I failed. And say, oh, you can't build on that house. That is the very characteristics of the Son of God. Holding his sword, whacking. You're going to make mistakes, but you keep whacking. You just keep building. It's when they were building the temple. You know what? You keep building and hold a spear in one hand. And you just keep building. And you just keep building. And that's what we do. And that's what he told us. We hold that sword by faith in our hands and keep whacking away. And he knows you're going to fail, but he's looking at that perfection that is in you. Praise the name of the Lord. He says that there in that house that we live in the days of Solomon, they built that temple, but that temple failed. It was destroyed. They got away from the word. But he said, this temple will not fail. And it's being built now with the word. That's building this temple. Is a living vessel for God to live in. Not a temple made with hands. We're not made with hands. We're a spiritual temple that God's coming to live in. We are reflecting him, being God's billboard. And that's what a statue of a perfect man is to reflect Jesus Christ in everything that we do. His characteristics, which we know that it is, and how appropriate him. What is his characteristics? He said faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. And what's the capstone? Love. Perfect love. And the bride of Jesus Christ, you see it amongst you. You see the way that you are, loving one another, being together. He says that is the capstone of all the ministry. But we'll continue to go through tests and trials. all the way in the journey. That's not going to stop until that last minute, that last second. We'll continue to have those tests and trials. And when we do, we don't want to be, as Brother Bram says, we don't want to be like an old tire. And we don't want to go flat. And we got patches in it. Brother Branham talks about that today, is that old tire that you get flat. And many of you that you know, that used to be that they used to put a patch on a tire. And it's got an old sticky patch. And you get on an inner tube and you get an old patch and you put it on there and you put that patch on your tire and you get going down the road. And the minute you start going a little bit faster down the road, that sucker would blow every single time. Because it wouldn't stick to it. It just had a little bit of sticky glue that was on the side of it. But they come up with a process that's called vulcanizing. And they vulcanize something. And when it is that they take rubber on the tire and they take sulfur and they put it together and they heat it up and a chemical reaction takes place, and that patch that they put on there, it becomes one. It melts together. It comes all that tire becomes one. And you go down the road, it won't blow. It's going to stay because it's part of it. It's vulcanized to it. And that's the way that they are. That process, they do it. They have a little bit of sulfur and they put a little rubber and they put it together. What we do is we take the Holy Spirit and we vulcanize and we take the heat of the pillar of fire and we vulcanize to the Word. We become one with the Word. It won't blow. It won't blow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's not no little sticky patch we put on. Because Brother Bram says when that happens, he goes, and the first little test and trial comes up, it's going to blow out. You can't stand it, but not us. That test and trial goes on, and we're going through them. And we're going to be talking about them. That is, Satan's on a rampage. Because he knows he is at the end. The whole world knows that we're at the end. They're in fear. We have many of the denominational ministries throughout want to know about the visions of Brother Branham. And I've told you about it before. They're writing in. They want to know about what's taking place, what's going on. We want to hear what he said on the seals of the church ages, what's happening in those visions and what's going on. Coming after, Brother Branham says they're coming after that oil. They know it's at the end. They see what's out there. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Please. I mean, Brother Branham says the reason, it says, you say it's a shame in the world and the condition is in. He goes, you're the one that put them in there. That's what you want. So that's what both parties want. That's what they want, a Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. That's what they want. And they're going to get it. Praise the Lord. The bride's got the pillar of fire. Amen. That's quite a leader, huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give him a big hand. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Amen. Just remain standing. We're just going to go right on into prayer. I did once again. Is that... In doing that, when Brother Branham talks about that, I love that word vulcanized. I just do. When it becomes one, that the heat of the Holy Spirit, Lord, it comes over top of us, and we become one with the Word. And that's what we're doing here today, is becoming one with the Word. We're adding to us, building that statue of a perfect man. We're not, but He is. Quit looking at yourself. Don't look at yourself. You look at Him. And when you fail, Lord, forgive me. Here it is. Whack him and keep going. Don't stop. We're in a journey. We're going. We're all in this journey together. And we're just building that church. And I believe that the time has come. It's more critical now than it was when this message was spoken. It has to be because we're here. It was spoken for you today. So you recognize that characteristic of Jesus Christ living in you. The world sees it. You see it in one another. He says, little children, love one another. That's what bonds us together. There's no greater love in this word. Don't let the little things that so easily beset us, get rid of them. We're on that journey. We're just about there. Just a few more miles and we'll be there. I believe that. He's confirming to us that he is. But I love that in Vulcanized. It says, Webster, impairing strength. Oh, man. Elasticity. Amen. And last, durability. We're durability. We're not going nowhere. We stand upon this word. Being Vulcanized, we can say, I am in the Father, the Father in me, I in you, and you in me. We're Vulcanized. We're one. The bride of Jesus Christ is one with him, the bride. What a blessed thing the Lord has given to us. So wonderful. But as we go into our prayer request this morning and just saying that the enemy, he's after us. Because he knows he's at the end. And he knows that the bride is recognizing who that they are. And they're gaining strength every day. Are you gaining strength every day? Do you feel it in your heart that, Lord, I'm gaining strength. I'm more who I am. And the more that you know that who that you are, then you really can hold that sword with faith. Because you know who it is. Not a weak hand, a strong hand. And something that deep down in your heart, you know. Because you're looking at him, not yourself. And you grow stronger every single day. Once that bride truly recognizes who that they are, that rapturing in faith will go out of here. We're the one that's hindering the coming of the Lord. Not him. He's just waiting on us. So that's what we're all doing. That are here, that are listening in, around the world, the bride of Jesus Christ. What we have today is to show that he's still with us. Last week we had three accidents, car accidents. Brother Isaiah Newman right here, that the trailer ran off the road. He was pulling a big trailer and the trailer flipped off and pulled him, and I think right in front of, almost in front of the semi. He should be dead. He's standing right there. Amen. Our sister Janine Lavin and her daughter was in a car accident yesterday. They pulled out. They were going in 362, I think it was. They pulled out on Interstate 6, or State Road 62, completely T-boned in the side. Flipped the car, they said, two or three times. Threw them off. One of them wasn't even had their seatbelt on. Are they here this morning? They're right here this morning. There they are. Our brother Mike and sister Phyllis, their grandson Ethan Hamby, going on his way to school, flipped his truck also too, crushed the cab on the other side, should have killed him. He's alive today. He's not here, but he's alive today. The angels encamp around. Amen. What do we have to be afraid of? Nothing. Nothing. We have nothing to fear. Praise the Lord. The Lord's gone from the younger to the brand new to the veteran. Got a call this morning from our brother Luke Schultz and his wife Rebecca. They just had their little baby, little Hannah. This morning they had to air static to Jewish hospitals, having a hard time breathing. And then I got a text from Brother Gordon that they think he might have had a stroke. He's lost his speech and said that his blood sugar is up and said his body is swelling. The enemy's after him. But you know what? We all have got a little slingshot. It's small, but he said it is deadly. And we've been taught, if we pick up those five little stones, he said they're F-A-I-T-H. Put it in the sling right now. And start swirling. And it's going after the devil. And he says he grabs a hold of that stone. It just goes. But when that Holy Spirit gets a hold of that stone, something takes place. And that's what we believe as children of God. That he's going to answer every one of them prayers. He's going after. We have many prayer requests that have come in. Lots of people that are sick and need a touch from the Lord Jesus. Many of you out there, you need a touch from the Lord Jesus. But as the prophet told us, more than anything, Lord, give me a closer walk with you, Lord. Lord, I want to be more like you. That's the desire of my heart. Hold your hand up and bow your head and say, Lord, today, I want that statue of a perfect man in me, Lord Jesus. I want to be like you, Lord Jesus. Apply today, Lord. Today more than ever, Lord. All those things that beset me, Lord, I'm putting that stone in the sling and I'm killing it. You take the Holy Spirit, grab a hold of that stone and, Lord, kill it. All these prayer requests, Lord. Oh, Lord, you go after them. You bring them back into the sheepfold, Lord Jesus. They're your lambs. Satan, you have no right. Because these are God's little lambs. And you're going after them today. Just as that prophet said, we're going after them. We're going after them. We're soldiers that's been faithfully taught how to do it. We know how to do it. You know how to hold your sword. Hold it. Hold it in your hand of faith right now. Lord, I'm believing. I won't be moved, Lord Jesus. I believe with all my heart. Come, Lord Jesus, be with me today. We need you now. We believe that you're here with us, Lord Jesus. We know, we feel you. We're conscious of your presence with us, Lord. We are conscious. We can be identified. You have identified yourself by your characteristics that you're here with us, Lord. You are Elohim, living in flesh. With your children, living in flesh that brought us the word, living in flesh that told us to give us orders, how we should act, how we should conduct ourselves, who we are. Now, we're going into battle. And we're going to win. We are the undefeated army of God. Undefeated. Undefeated. Nothing can stand in the way of our prayer. Nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's just sing our little song and he is here. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Holy, holy. Can you hear him? He's calling out your name. Praise the name of the Lord. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Oh, he is here. Holy, holy. His name again. great Jehovah. How we love thee with all of our heart, Lord. How we thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. Your grace and mercy and your great love, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for another opportunity that we have to come together as your bride, Lord Jesus. From the east and the west, the north and the south, we come together to unite around you, Lord. Father, your word. Heavens and earth may pass away, but your word will never fail, Lord Jesus. We're standing on a... Lord, you are our rock. You are our refuge. You're the mighty tower, Lord. And we want to come into you today, Lord Jesus, and seek refuge, Lord. Father, we just invite you to come and to be with us today, Lord. Open up our hearts, Lord, our minds, our souls, our very being, Lord, so this word could come in and saturate our very bodies, Lord Jesus. Father, everything that's not like you, Lord, we're here to get rid of it, Lord. For we know you're coming for your bride, and your bride must be in you, and it is therefore perfect as you are perfect, Lord. And Father, we've heard these requests, Lord, that we want to thank you, Lord, for being with your little lambs and your hands up over them to watch and protect them, Lord. You're always there with them, Lord. You're with us wherever we go, whatever we do, Lord. We should always be mindful of you and thank you, Lord Jesus. You're making it more real to your bride every day, Lord Jesus. We become more like you, Lord. And that's what we're here to do today once again, Lord, is to be more like you, to become statues of perfect men and women, Lord Jesus, so that you have a tabernacle that you can come and live in. And today may it be so, Lord Jesus. We will be a step closer, Lord, to you and to your coming. And Lord, these prayer requests, Satan's come after your little ones, Lord. But Father, as we've confessed, that Lord, like your prophet told us, that you give us a great weapon, that atomic bomb, faith in your word, Lord Jesus. And as little David picked up those 5 stones of faith, Lord, and he hurled that stone after Goliath, and it hit him right on the mark. We are sending our stones today out to these prayer requests, Lord Jesus. Get a hold of them, Lord, and by your Holy Spirit, hit the mark. Satan, you're defeated in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we love you. We believe it, Lord. We are holding our sword in our hands, believing, Lord, that, Father, we are your children, Lord, and that you're with us. And anything that we ask and that we touch in believing that we can have it, we believe it and we accept it. Lord, each hand that went up, you know, each need that was behind that hand, Lord, Father, meet that need. Encourage them, Lord. Maybe many times that they've already asked you, but Lord, give them faith, Lord. The faith of Abraham, Lord. We won't be moved, Lord. We believe it. We've asked it, now we're believing it. Keep us steady, Lord Jesus. Give us orders today, Lord, that we can fulfill those orders. Let us be soldiers at our post of duty, Lord, waiting to hear from the Master, our 5-star general. Speak for his prophet, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Lord. Bless and be with us today. And we love you, Lord. Oh, we're so happy to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, you truly are the inexhaustible fountain, Lord, that fills us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Now we take these requests. We take your people, Lord, from around the world, Lord, as we come before your throne this morning, Lord. We believe it because we ask it in that name, that wonderful name, that sufficient name, in the name of our Lord and our Savior, the great I Am, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. His name again, oh, he.
is to us. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, how wonderful it is to be here with each of you again this morning. Great expectations of what we're going to hear. So that little chorus we sang a little while back at the tabernacle, come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's peace, peace, peace. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house. Oh, to my Father's house. Oh, to my Father's house. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's peace, peace, peace. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house. Oh, to my Father's house. Oh, to my Father's house. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's peace, peace, peace.
Precious Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to come to your house today, Lord. Lord, we just thank you so much for all you've done for us. We thank you for the angels that encamp about us, Lord. For the pillar of fire that goes with each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that. As you bless these tithing, this offering, just be with us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, open your word to us today, Lord. We want to be more like you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, to my Father's house, oh, to my Father's house, yes, come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's peace, peace, peace. Come and go, oh, yes, come and go with me. Tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. somber skies and howling tempest all succeed the righteous sun in the land of perfect day. When the mists are rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the of God are gathered, and we will tell the stories how we've overcome. Oh, we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want food and want a shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell the story. Lead us to that blessed promised land, but He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, for we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell the story how we've overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many a father's word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh yes, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell the story how we will. Third verse, one more time. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die. Oh, we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell. Thank you. So thankful for that day on Calvary. It means everything. You know, I owed a debt that I could not pay. And I needed someone to wash my sins away. Oh, truly, it's amazing grace.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. Thank you.
privilege it is this morning to be able to welcome back to this platform for him to speak the words of eternal life to us, that we can learn today how to be more like him. Amen. So that that characteristic of Jesus Christ can live and be in the body, the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Brand brings us the message, the statue of a perfect man. God bless you. Here's our prophet and our pastor, Brother Brand.
Thank you, Lord. Nice to be back in the tabernacle again this morning. A gracious good morning to you all.